Now it gives me a great deal of pleasure. Our top sponsor this year, our sustaining sponsor, is Uber. They have given us... Yes, yes, yes. And Uber has given us $2,500 in cash and $2,500 in transportation subsidies. And so that has just been a wonderful gift. And Austin, I want to let you know that this event is being streamed throughout the world. So we have people listening to us on ACB radio. I know you might not have heard that before, but the room may not be totally full, but we got the world out there waiting to listen to you. So with that, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Austin Hayworth from Uber.
Thank you, Judy, for that very nice introduction. It's a pleasure to be with you guys this afternoon, and thank you for having me.
We understand you got caught in traffic.
I was. Uber, even if somebody's driving you, it's not even from traffic. There's actually some protests going on downtown right now, that was part of it. But as Judy mentioned, we're very proud to be a sponsor of the California Council for the Blind. This is kind of a new partnership for us, but I had a fantastic time last night. I got to have dinner with my girlfriend and Ken Metz back there and my new friend Pam Hill, and it was just a wonderful experience, and we really had a great time. So I think this whole organization is doing great stuff, and to the extent that Uber has been sort of a resource for this community, I want to talk a little bit about that, but it sounds like you guys also may have some questions. I know that folks in all communities sometimes have frustrating experiences with Uber, but I can assure you that we are always trying to improve. That's something about technology companies, is that there's always opportunities to get better and learn from experiences and try to make tweaks. And getting feedback from communities about what those can be is something we take super seriously. So we'll get to that in a minute. But first off, Uber is using technology to make transportation accessible and reliable for riders who are blind and low vision. Like any technologies I mentioned, there's always room for improvement there. The Uber app was built to expand access to accountable and reliable transportation options for all, including riders with visual impairments and other disabilities. We are committed to continue to build solutions and support everyone's ability to easily move around their communities. And we've done that through partnerships with organizations like the National Federation for the Blind, the Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco. And we're dedicating to seeking feedback from these communities, and we're happy to add this organization to the list. We have service now in 78 countries and over 600 cities around the world, and Uber is enabling people in the blind and low vision community to find more independence in their commutes to work while they run daily errands or visiting loved ones. According to Mike May, who's actually an advocate for the blind and visually impaired community and one of our technology consultants who I've gotten to work with, it was quoted as saying, Uber is the single best advancement for the mobility of blind people in the past decade. And Mike has used Uber in 5 countries and 10 cities around the world, including with his service dog, Tank. And as a technologist and a blind rider, his insights have proven invaluable to the Uber product team as they change and adapt the product to try to make it more accessible and easier to use with less missed trips or problems I'm sure all of you guys have experienced if you happen to be an Uber or Lyft rider. So I'll talk a little bit about some of the benefits of Uber and some of those product innovations that hopefully I think some of you folks are already familiar with. But voiceover through iOS or Android and talkback technology. Yeah. I know some of you I got to connect with last night have been using that. And as I mentioned, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that because it's always something that we can improve upon through our partners at Apple and some of the other cell phone providers. Cashless payments, I know, is something that is a really big solution for a lot of folks, including myself. I don't like carrying around cash anymore. So the fact that you can pay seamlessly with a credit card is something that we think is definitely a resource for folks. And then real-time tracking, the fact that and you can share with a loved one in the app where you are at all times and know where you are, it is definitely a resource to a lot of folks. And equal access for all. The fact that the way our technology works, unlike some transportation options in the past, there is no discriminatory dispatch or anything like that in the way riders and drivers are matched out in the world. We basically try to find the most efficient way to connect somebody who's wanting to provide a ride with folks who need a ride, and then as close as that can be. And so Hopefully that is something that you guys are experiencing if you're using the product. And the ability to, as I mentioned, share your ETA and location with your loved ones, with your coworkers or whomever, so that you can kind of more efficiently plan around your transportation, around your day. And so I can talk more about that if you guys are interested.
Yeah.
Some other products that I think are exciting, I think Ken mentioned that he's an Uber Eats user. It's something that we launched in Sacramento. Something we launched in Sacramento last May, and something that definitely me and my family use quite a bit. There's nothing quite like being hungry and just deciding you're going to have it dropped off at your door instead of having to go out and chase it down, get dressed up or whatever. It's also, and I think, I know a lot of you folks are from all over the state. We have it in, I think, 14 of the largest markets in California. So if you're interested in finding out if it's available to you, I'd be happy to show it to you on the phone, or I can give you guys my information, and I'd be happy to see if it's something you may be interested in. And while it's been a little bit of a controversial topic lately, as a technology company, we're also developing self-driving cars. Which, in all seriousness, a big reason why we are doing that is to provide more mobility and more independence for communities like yours. And so I know it's a crazy concept to a lot of folks, but it's I was actually just in one last weekend, and it's something that I think will be here sooner than you think, and certainly within all your lifetime. So it's definitely exciting stuff. A couple other things is, Uber in the last few years changed their policies where every driver, we have over 100,000 of them in California, on a quarterly basis, and once they sign up, is given a prompt, and they're made aware, and they have to basically sign on to acknowledging their ADA responsibilities and the responsibilities to pick up riders of all types, including with their service animal. And so if that has ever been an issue to you, I'd be really interested to hear that, but it's something that we take super seriously. If you ever have issues with a driver not wanting your service animal to be in the car with you, we have a complaint process through which you can make that known, absolutely get a reimbursement, and get, I think, treated with the dignity that all folks deserve. So that's something that I don't want to dive into too much. I'm sure you folks have your own kind of unique questions and experiences with Uber, but I'm very proud of, I think, the work we are doing on this front. I think nothing makes me happier than somebody tells me that, since Uber's been around, it's only been for a handful of years. I think people sometimes forget that it has changed their lives for the better. And while there may be some, frustrating experiences where a misconnection with the driver or a driver who doesn't, provide the service you'd like, that, hopefully those things improve over time and we're able to, improve your life in some small way. So I'll stop there. By the way, my name's Austin Hayworth. I manage California policy for the company, and I live up here in Sacramento, but I'm from Los Angeles, and I work in San Francisco quite a bit. So I kind of been in all corners of the state, and I would be very eager to hear what you guys think of Uber, if anything. And again, thanks for having me here.
Austin, I'm going to start. First of all, let's give Austin a hand. I've got to say, I've had several experiences, but they grow fewer and fewer of difficulty with my service animal. But I have to say this. Every time I have had an unfortunate experience, Uber has really made it good. They have come through and been sorry and apologized and have refunded my money. And I figure that's all. They're doing what they know to do, and they're making things better, and I'm really appreciative. We take Uber all the time. So let's hear. But Austin, I think people may have a little bit of a challenge knowing how to use the code this weekend. Could you? That's I think an issue that's come up a fair bit. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So basically, in your app, I'd have to look to double check here, but I think the code is CCB 2018.
That's right.
That's correct.
So basically, you enter it through the payments tab of the app. And if anybody needs help, I will certainly come over and help you do so. You click on the three bars in the top left of the app.
Yeah, I can't say, you can't say that.
Oh, sorry, I apologize.
You can't.
You can use your voiceover technology to say please.
Now, apparently, somebody says we go into payment, and then there's a promotions button.
Correct.
Okay, so we enter on the promotions button.
If you enter through the promotions button and you enter that code, you should get a prompt saying congratulations, you've received two trips up to $10. At which point, those trips will work for your next two trips through Sunday, and be inclusive of here and basically anywhere in Sacramento. But
can I ask how many? Would you clap if you were able to use the code successfully? Oh, that is wonderful. Would you clap if you weren't able to use it successfully? Well, I'm sorry, we want to talk to those people, but notice the preponderance of people were able to use it successfully.
First of all, I apologize to anybody that's had trouble. I will stop by on my way out of here and make sure that we get that fixed.
Actually, would you just raise your hand if you had trouble so you can kind of see where they are, Austin? Do you see the hands?
I see a handful of people at least.
Okay, got it. Well, then you can stop by or Austin will stop by and chat with you. We've got time for a couple of quick questions.
Sheila Gunn Cushman.
Yes, Sheila.
The troubles that I have with Uber, I use Uber and Lyft, honestly, and I have the same issues with both, is, first of all, there are a lot of drivers who really don't speak English. Okay? And my problem is, you're working with an app, you get in a car, and then all of a sudden, you're basically a hostage. This person cannot tell you what they're doing, where they're going, whether they're going to pick somebody else up first, who's being dropped off first, where you are, anything. And they don't follow instructions at all. And the excuse I hear most often from English speakers and non-speakers alike is, oh, I'm using my GPS. I just follow my GPS. Well, GPS is never perfect.
Okay. Sheila, I want to give Austin time to reply.
That's one. And the other one is air fresheners. I can't breathe them. And I have had Uber drivers tell me that air fresheners are supposed to be there, and I've had Uber drivers tell me, no, we're supposed to make our car as unscented as possible. And I beg you, make it unscented so I can breathe.
Well, Sheila, thank you for that feedback. One, I've had some of the same experiences it seems like you're describing. The one thing I can say is, we care about obviously keeping our drivers at a high quality and for people that are, treating riders with respect. And so what we ask and what we encourage everybody to do is if you have a bad experience is to rate them poorly, because people, I think, underestimate what that actually translates to. If folks get more than a couple ratings of 3 stars or less, they'll get suspended and you'll never get paired with them again. And so there is a little bit of a quality control measure to that, where I mentioned there's well over 100,000 drivers in California. And you have that many folks from different communities doing different things, some of which have only been actually driving for a short period of time. We want to know. We want that feedback. We want to know if somebody is not really up to what is a reasonable standard. And so we definitely encourage you to use that as a tool. And you should always feel the ability to speak up. If you feel like a driver is not listening to you, that's unacceptable. You are contracting with them for them to provide a service, and they are supposed to listen to you. And on your point about air fresheners and scents, I will definitely take that as feedback that I can hand over to my operations team to I think, further emphasize. I frankly haven't heard that one before, but I will take it seriously, just like every other piece of input.
Yeah, is Jeff around? Is he in your room?
Hi, Austin. Thank you. Yeah. My name is Larice Diamond, and I am so happy to be a frequent Uber rider. That is my mode of transportation. It has come in very handy. I've been able to go places I have never been able to go before, thanks to Uber.
Okay. So I'm going to actually ask you to stay and do that. Can you stay?
My two questions to you.
We're going to have to, I'm sorry, we're going to have to stop at this point. We don't have time for any further questions. I apologize. Maybe raise your hand and Austin can come over and speak with you. Who is it that has that question?
Larice,
we'll get to you, okay? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm happy to come around and answer questions, I think, individually here. So sorry for getting cut short here.
Thank you so much, Austin. Thank you so much. Jeff, are you in the room? Jeff? Could you come up, please? Do we have Leslie from Vanda in the room? Okay. Oh, I love this part. I'm good. When you get up here, Jeff, just let me know. Are you with me? Are you coming? Okay.
He's coming. I'm gonna let him sit right here.
Okay. Does he have a mic?
Yeah, there's a mic. Yes. And
Robbie, you're gonna go over next to this gentleman, Jeff, who's
Here's our chair.
Jeff, Robbie is here.
Robert, you're here.
Great to meet you.
Great. What is your last name?